The musician Anoni was formerly known as Anthony Hegarty of Anthony and the Johnsons. In either incarnation, the music is all about the voice.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me when I die. Will I go?
On her new album, the first solo album that she has recorded as Anoni, she uses that voice in a different way.
I was beginning to feel like my work was too passive and my participation was too passive. I wanted to raise my voice because I feel like raising your voice is the antidote to a sense of powerlessness, you know? I mean, hopelessness is a feeling. It's not a fact.
The album is called Hopelessness, and it's a protest album about disappearing forests, the proliferation of nuclear weapons, the use of drones, and global warming. And I asked Anoni how she can make protest sound so beautiful, like on this song, Why Did You Separate Me From the Earth?
Why did you separate me from the earth?
I want to talk about your voice. It is this beautiful melodic voice. You hear a song, you feel like you're in a warm pool somewhere and safe and peaceful. And then you're talking about the burning of the forests and you're saying, I don't want your future.
The forests of Borneo, why water in your mouth? I don't want your future. Now never return.
It's this really interesting contradiction where the words do not make me feel safe, you know, make me feel very worried about the future.
Yeah, but it's not my words that are worrying you. It's the reality of what we're facing, you know? Mm. And that's what I'm trying to hold space for in this record. I'm trying to open my heart to hold space for reality as it stands today, to try to understand what's going on, what's really happening, what's my relationship to it.
Execution. It's an American dream.
Do you worry about being so overtly political in your music that there could be backlash?
Do you think I should be worried? You know, I'm really more thinking about this in terms of participation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These are issues that are in everyone's mind. Everyone can feel that the climate is changing. Everyone knows that, like, this nuclear thing is way out of control. The income disparity has reached a breaking point. And honestly, we have such a clear choice. We can either sit back and let this play out and let the story be written in the stones, or we can try. You know, we can try again.
But it's interesting what you're saying is that, you know, it's one thing to have a protest slogan or to be a talking head on the cable news. And it's another thing to sort of take those ideas and turn them on their head a little bit.
You know, people trust my voice, and my expertise, honestly, is not political science. It's emotion and expression and sort of presence, you know. If I let my guard down, this is the space, this is the world that I inhabit.
I want to talk about one more song on this album. It's 4 Degrees.
It's only 4 degrees, it's only 4 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, this is a song I would totally dance to. But it's about global warming.
I want to see this world, I want to see it boil. I want to see this world, I want to see it boil.
So I can imagine being on a dance floor with abandon. But yeah, this is really provocative, right? You're putting the person who would be singing along with you in the position of saying, I want to see the world boil. It's only 4 degrees. It's fine. Global warming, no big deal.
You know, the idea was to give voice to the narrative that underscored the reality of my behavior rather than of my intention. Mm. You know, my behavior as a participant in this culture and as someone that enjoys fossil fuel comforts, I'm not being ironic when I sing this. I'm actually singing the song of my body as opposed to the song of my intention.
Wow.
You know, and
so you're calling yourself out.
This is my song. This is our song. This is what we actually think. None of us want this to be happening, but we're all doing it. This record, I'm trying to crack my own denial. Because if I could get a clear sense of who I actually was in relationship to the world around me, I finally would be forced to change.
I read somewhere that you were scared to sing some of these lyrics. Why?
Because, as you said, people trust my voice. You know, people trust the timbre of my voice. As a singer, has been a source of comfort for people, and these songs aren't comforting in theme. You know, they end up leaving you, as you said, feeling disquieted.
Yeah.
And the truth is that is how I feel, too. You know, I don't think there's much use. For me right now, I'm not looking for music that makes me feel better so I can go to sleep at night.
Drone by me. Well, Anoni, thank you so much for talking to us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for letting me say my thing.
Blow me from the side of the mountain.
That was Anoni with her song Drone Bomb Me, sung from the perspective of an Afghan girl. Her new album, Hopelessness, is out now.